one goes to Mrs. Charles R. Ray, R-A-Y, care of the American Embassy in Paris. Dear Mrs. Ray, I have your letter and know that Mike Deaver has already told you that you will be allowed to stay in France. I have also asked him to arrange that Nancy and I can meet you when we arrive, I believe, around June 3rd. We look forward to that and to meeting Julie, J-U-L-I-E, and Mark, M-A-R-K. God bless you all. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to a Mr. Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, Moore, M-O-O-R-E. Dear Mr. Moore, thank you very much for your letter and for that wonderful gift. I am delighted to have that rare volume with all the memories it brings back, even though I, of course, was not one of those in the rancheros at that time. I have enjoyed reading very much the history of the beginning of our group and its growth to what it presently is. I might say, however, you've contributed to a nagging homesickness that stays with me most of the time here in Washington. Again, my heartfelt thanks and best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one to Mr. and Mrs. Otis Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y. Dear Otis and Teddy, how wonderful it was to get your good letter. And I can tell you, you warmed Nancy's heart. She's been taking what I told the press one day was a bum rap. There has been a concerted effort to build a false image of both of us, but using her as the means to bring that about. Actually, she has brought to Washington some causes that were very close to her heart when I was governor. The foster grandparents program and drug addiction among our young people. She just returned from a back-breaking trip in Florida and Texas on the drug problem. And literally has promoted the other program into a national effort from its humble beginning in California. So you can rest assured you made her feel very good. You also made me feel very good with your kind words about what we're trying to do. Otis, we have a couple of hundred people here who are part of government, who get out on the mashed potato circuit every once in a while and do the speaking bit. But you were right. There could be many more. I'm going to pass your idea on here to our people. I know how effective you could be. We really need. Some educating to counter the economic illiteracy that is being spawned every day by the opposition here in the capital. I get so sick of hearing that our plan has failed when the first phase of it only went into effect in October, and there are continual phases coming up in this year and next. Ironically, the only thing they offer as an alternative to our as yet untried plan is more of what they've been doing for the last 30 or 40 years, all of which has failed. Well, as I say, I am going to pass your good words on, and I hope they will bear fruit. Nancy sends her love, and a big thank you from both of us. Sincerely, Ron. This one to W.F. Egner, E.G.N.E.R. Dear Mr. Egner, thank you very much for your good wishes and generous words, which were conveyed to me by Mayor Beck, B-E-C-K. I appreciate your confidence and will do everything I can to justify it. And I thank you very much for the word you gave me about the investment you are making in your business. It is this kind of attitude and action that will bring our country out of the recession. Again, my thanks and best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Lewis, L-E-W-I-S-E, Lehrman, L-E-H-R-M-A-N. Dear Lou, L-E-W, I know by now you're aware that I have decided against those who suggested higher taxes as a part of our program. But I wanted you to know how very much I appreciated your letter of January 23rd. It made me more confident of my decision and more comfortable. You were kind to write as you did, and I do appreciate it. I have confidence in our program, and I wish I could convince people they should just have a little more patience. I'm getting tired of hearing that the program is a failure when the first and smallest phase of it only began on October 1st. I worry at times that the constant drumbeat by the press might begin to affect people and create a fear that I believe would be harmful to what we're trying to do. Again, thanks and best regards, Ron. This one to the Reverend Kenneth V. Kettlewell, capital K-E-T-T-L-E-W-E-L-L. Dear Reverend Kettlewell, thank you very much for sending me the scenario. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed reading it. I have had copies made and sent them to M-O-O-N-N. Moomaw. M-O-O-M-A-W. In California, our own minister, and to Reverend Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, Evans, here in Washington. I'm also giving some copies to our people here in the office who are working in the volunteer programs. It really is an inspiring scenario, and I congratulate you on what you have accomplished. Thanks again for sending it to me. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Paul Truesdale, T-R-O-U-S-D-A-L-E. Dear Paul, Justin passed your letter along to me, and I just want to thank you for your generous words. Thank you, too, for your suggestions. I have recently set up a program of meetings with the Federal Reserve Board, and believe that we're going to work more closely together. I think we'll have interest rates coming down in the next few months. I agree with you. That is the greatest stumbling block now to our economic recovery. The goal is to have a steady and reasonable growth in money supply instead of the roller coaster we've had over the last several years with wild surges and then equally wild cutbacks. The other thing, of course, that we must do is lower the inflation rate. And here I'm very optimistic because we have already exceeded our own expectations in that regard. And all the signs are that it's continuing to go down. Lenders, of course, have had to factor in inflation in order to get any return on the money they loan. We're now in the single-digit inflation for the first time in a number of years, and I believe it's going even lower. It was good to hear from you, and again, my thanks. Sincerely, Ron. This one goes to Miss Hope Hines, H-I-N-D-S. Dear Miss Hines, our mutual friend Light Thompson sent me a copy of your poem. I just want to thank you and tell you how much I enjoyed reading it and having it. I thank you for your very generous words and for making me the beneficiary of your talent. By the time I got to Lowell Park and lifeguarding, I was beginning to get a little homesick. Thanks again. And very best regards. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one to Thomas M. O'Brien. Dear Tom, I'm sorry the rancheros feel as they do about Poland and the interest. We didn't do it to bail them out. We did it to keep someone from closing down on them and bringing about a default. In such a case, there are no assets to grab, which means they're home free, like personal bankruptcy. The West is out a potful, and we throw them where we don't want them. I can't go into detail about some of the things we're doing with regard to those other fellows you mentioned. But believe me, there are things going on. Right now, much of it has to be what I've called quiet diplomacy. Incidentally, with that kind of diplomacy, we've won a few rounds with the Japanese lately. They have interfered with our export of farm goods through rules and regulations, such as demanding at their end inspections of our produce. We have now, for the first time, gotten them to accept our Department of Agriculture certification of that produce so that it will no longer be left sitting on the dock or in a warehouse. By the time you get this, I will have addressed the Organization of American States regarding the subject of some of our Central American neighbors, and I hope marking the first step toward a real relationship with our neighbors all the way to the South Pole. Best regards, Ron. This is a letter to Earl M. Jorgensen, the Earl with an E-E-A-R-L-A, and Jorgensen is J-O-R-G-E-N-S-E-N. Dear Earl, thanks very much for your letter and for sending me both the information on what you're doing business-wise and your project in Watts. How come you can't get some of those other fellas to straighten up and fly right? This was most encouraging. I'm going to see that our people in the section on volunteer activities get a look at what you've done in Watts. And I'm going to use you, the other part of your message, to reply to some of the pessimists who are trying to tell us everything's going to the dogs, business-wise. Nancy sends her love, and so do I, to both you and Marion. Again, thanks. Best regards, Ron.